You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Training Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have international speaker and trainer, Executive Director, Vince Vigneri. Vince, how are you doing today?
I'm awesome, Brandon. I always appreciate the recognition in your announcement having me on here. So again, thank you for that.
And I don't think enough people realize we're pretty fortunate. Not only does he do the international training and everything, but he goes to a lot of trainings within BNI, and we're very fortunate to have that knowledge coming back into our region. And that's another reason why we do these podcasts, because this is a way for us to get that information out to the masses without having to do a webinar or anything like that. You can listen to this, of course, on your own time. So I'm going to start with a little bit of behind the scenes of these podcasts. And first off, I want to be clear, we're in one of the fanciest studios in Omaha. I have the most expensive equipment to be recording these. And if you can't tell I'm being sarcastic, I'm being very sarcastic. We keep this pretty simple. But one thing we do is we always talk about the topics and kind of write out a framework of what the podcasts are going to look like. And I'm going to be open and honest. We did not do that for this one because I felt Vince and I both have enough passion in this topic that we didn't really have to put a frame together. So if we start fighting, you're lucky, because not many people get to see when we start, I should say debating. We don't fight. We debate, if you will. So we're going to see where this goes. But what we're going to talk about is time management. And we're going to focus on the chapter side. This is going to be probably very BNI centric on the chapter side. But of course, time management is very important in our lives overall. And I've been to some trainings where you can color code your calendar. I think Ivan has even said that the stuff he enjoys doing is in green in his calendar. And I think the stuff that he has to do is in red or something on those lines. And we're not going to talk about color coding. We're going to talk about some simple basic things in your chapter that can make it more efficient. And if these are practices you're not doing, if you're on the leadership team, I recommend you bring this up at your next leadership team meeting or start these practices tomorrow. And if you're a member, I got good news for you. The timer for BNI is free for anybody to download. And if you want to download it and be the official timer for your chapter, that position is generally open by most chapters. So,
Brandon, I have to interject here. I think it's hilarious that you're talking about timer and we're not using a timer for this, and we're always watching the clock to make sure that we don't go over.
Yep.
So I have you on the timer.
Oh, did you put a timer on that? Okay, good. Are you going to ding me? Should I?
But we're talking about the BNI Connect timer today, and I think we've all used timers.
Mm-hmm.
But because of, at least for me, how entrenched in BNI I am now, 20 years in BNI, this is the timer app that I use for other things as well. Mm-hmm. If we're sitting around playing a board game with my kids, with my family, with whomever, I pull out that app and use that timer for the games that we're playing. And I just find that I know where it is. And when I put in timer on my iPhone, that's the first one that comes up.
Sure, sure.
So let's talk a little bit about why timing is important.
Okay.
And we've talked about this a little bit in prior discussions, trainings, and I even think a podcast. The meeting itself is, of course, 90 minutes. Hopefully you all know that by now. But optimal size to run the meeting with 60-second weekly presentations and one 10-minute feature presentation is 35 members. And when you think about that, why was the timer introduced to BNI is the first question.
Hmm.
And most people think it was to make sure people didn't, quote-unquote, talk too much. In reality, it was actually the opposite. It was introduced because people weren't using the entire 60 seconds.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, most people think it's like a stick, like you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
When in reality, most people didn't use their 60 seconds. They used 30 or 40 or worse yet, 10 or 15.
Yeah.
And from a timing standpoint within the chapter, that's all great because you know you're going to be on time or early.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, Brandon, if I didn't use my full 60 seconds, you'd want to use it, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, I paid for it.
Exactly. But no, you'd use yours and mine.
Oh, I've actually seen that at Chapters where a member will know, they'll sit next to a member that doesn't take their full time and we'll do a personal timer and say, okay, well, you were 10 seconds short, so I now get the extra 10 seconds. Don't do that, by the way.
I've seen that as well.
Don't do that. But yeah, you're thinking, well, pass time around. Sure.
Yeah, so in that chapter of 35, if half of them only use half of the time, there's time available. And it unfortunately ends up getting used. And here's where the problem comes in when that time gets used. What happens when that 35 member chapter becomes 50? They run out of time quickly.
Of course.
Because they've used it all. So the timer is there to keep you on track and on time in all aspects of the meeting. So if you download the BNI Connect timer, there are 5 timers you can set. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, why do I need 5 timers? Well, how about the 60-second weekly presentation? You might have a 3 or 5 minute education moment from your education coordinator, and the 10-minute presentation from your feature presenter. So when you think about that, there's 3 or 4 timers right away.
Now wait, hold on. So if you open the app just as is, it's 60, 3, and 5. And you know, the 3 to 5, I never thought of the education moment, and I trained that. So I'm neat to see that. And then the 10. Well, what about the 30 minute? That's 30 minutes. Oh, I thought it was 30 seconds, but there's 30 minutes on the last one. Did I set that for myself? Have
you
I changed
might have
it?
Set
okay.
That for yourself. I have 60 seconds, 30 seconds, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, and 10 minutes.
See, what I was thinking with the 30 seconds, and you can do this. You can time referral and testimonial part.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, because if that's where you lose track of your time, and it does happen in Chapters, we all know those members that like to tell stories.
Well, and most of the time, I think people forget that the referral and testimonial time is time for you to pass referrals or give a testimonial for someone.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will talk about other things like chapter education units, one-to-ones, whatever it might be, more than they talk about the referral and testimonial section.
Well, yeah.
And that's mostly where the time is lost.
Yeah. Yes, especially larger chapters. What I've learned is that's their challenge because it's the free form time. You know, we time everything up to that. And any chapter I've ever seen that struggled with that, that put a timer on that referral and testimonial part, they instantly bounced back to fitting in that 90 minutes, if not having a little extra time, if anything
else. And I think really the key here is education and training.
Mm-hmm.
Our core value is lifelong learning. And when you think about the timer, it's there so that every single member can get the most out of their time in BNI. Mm. It keeps them on time. It keeps them knowledgeable of the time that they should be using. We all should be getting the same out of BNI.
Yep.
But unfortunately, not everybody's putting the same into BNI, so they're not getting the same out of BNI. Mm. And when you think about it, that really it ties into our Power of One report. You have one meeting a week. Do one-to-one a week at a minimum. I have people that say, I do 2. I schedule 2. I do 5. I schedule 5. And I say do or schedule because you might schedule 2, 3, 4 and things happen.
Yep.
And you might only end up with 1 or 2. It does happen. In addition to that, schedule your time to listen to podcasts like this.
Mm.
Schedule your time to be on BNI University. It's as simple, and I've said it before, it's as simple as scheduling the 10 minutes on your drive home from work the night before your meeting. Listen to a podcast. Listen to BNI Heartland's podcast, You Are Now. Listen to the BNI podcast by Dr. Ivan Meisner. Listen to the BNI and the Power of One podcast with Tim Roberts. There's opportunities there to listen and use that time wisely. And then you can tell people, hey, I did this. I reported on that. You can share that with them. But if you stay on time and you utilize your time, more importantly, utilize the fullest extent of your time, you will have a greater return on investment. That's the key to BNI.
Well, and what do they say? Time's the one thing that you never get back. So using it wisely is important. There's another topic I want to touch on too, is respecting time. And let's see if this is going to work for me here. So we've all heard that in our meetings, right? And Vince, I'm going to ask you a couple questions. And remember, we did not plan this, so I don't know the answers that he's going to give me. When you're baking cookies and the timer goes off, what does that mean?
Take the cookies out of the oven?
Yeah, because they're done, right?
Right.
Okay, excellent. When your alarm clock goes off, what does that mean?
Wake up, get up.
So you're done with sleep, right?
Exactly.
When your timer goes off in your B&I meeting for your weekly presentation, what does that mean?
Sit down.
Yeah, your time's done. For those of you that don't know, I don't suffer. I live with ADHD in my life. And I am very much the type of person when that dinger goes off, I stop listening because my brain clicks over to that. Okay, that was your time. It's on to the next thing. And I think we're trained, what, Pavlov's law, right?
Pavlov's dog.
You click the button and they're going to start drooling and everything. We're trained the same way. When that ding goes off, our time is done. It's time for the next member to give their weekly presentation. Same with a featured presentation. I've sat through one. This was a while ago, but it went quite well over 10 minutes, and it was because of the questions and answering that took it over that time. But you could just start seeing the people being less and less disengaged. And I'm sorry, but if you're answering a question, you're the professional, wouldn't you rather answer that question in a one-to-one setting where you're not losing the other members by all means, but you're able then to answer the follow-up questions that go with that? And some of the questions were kind of getting personal. And it was really just, you know, this isn't for everybody. This is for you guys. This is an opportunity. So I think it's important that not only using the timer, but as members, we respect that timer. And I'll even say this for the leadership teams out there. Sometimes it's hard for a president to catch up on time when people go over even 10, 15 seconds. If everybody does that in a 35 member chapter, you're well over time now just at the weekly presentation part.
That's over 5 minutes alone. Everybody in a 35 member chapter went over 10 seconds.
That's nuts. And for those of you that have never served on leadership, it may not sound crazy, but for those of you that have been president, you know that 5 minutes can be tough sometimes. And if you have visitors in the room and you got to get everybody out on time, we want to, as members, respect that so that everything continues to flow smoothly. So
I'm willing to bet, Brandon, there's people listening on this podcast that actually set timers when they sit down at their desk to remind them to get up and walk around, to remind them to go get a drink of water, to remind them to move on to the next task.
Yep.
So it's even like a reminder in your phone. Hey, you need to be somewhere, something in 15 minutes. That's where it's a timer. It's a reminder timer, but timers are important in our lives. And we've talked in a previous podcast about the rocks in our lives and prioritizing. Sometimes it's as simple as setting a timer. This is when I'm going to do this. This is how long I'm going to spend on this task, this project, whatever it is. It's the same thing within your B&I chapter. You have this much time. You can't see my fingers, but I'm holding up my fingers.
Yes, the time frames. Yep.
They're time frames. This is how much time you have for this, 15 minutes for open networking. This is how much time each member has for their weekly presentation. It's there so that your chapter can succeed and be more efficient and more effective. So with that, Brandon, you want to take us out of this podcast?
I do. I was going to ask, how am I doing on time?
You're almost out.
Actually, I think we're a little over. So as a reminder, these podcasts are for our members and our listeners. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com. And we will do our best to cover that in the future. Once again, Vince, this was a fun one. We had no plan going into it, and I enjoyed the topics we got to touch on. I know everything I wanted to touch on. So remember, members out there, time management, use it to your advantage and respect the time in the meeting. So with that, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast or next time.
Thank you for listening to the official B&I Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.